Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. I'm going to go ahead and pick them up and read them now. I got the wrong piece of paper in front of me. We got a joke today from Ed in Aspen, Colorado. How's your Aspen, Ted? We also got a joke from Terry Morgan of Cuba City. That's an old joke. We got a joke from Terry Morgan of Cuba City, Wisconsin, and David Osar and Father Ron in Peru sent a joke. Stan, thank you, in East Dundee, and Mary Sauer, and Wally Pasco, Gregory McKay, Jim Pinecoffer, author of Lilacs in the Rain, a true crime novel from Elkhart, Indiana. Dr. Bruce Bloom of Deerfield. He's an attorney, too, don't you know? Tony Davies in Villa Park sent us a joke. Michael Lake, the conversion engineer in Bradley, Illinois, sent one in. David Carr from Canada and mugged Mary Beth in Shererville, and Bill, too. Fran Revitt is still mugless in Morris. And Marvin Sauer sent us his first joke ever. Victoria Jostis sent in a joke. And Kathy in Lafayette, Indiana says her great-nephew Oliver in Indianapolis told her this one. What do you call a chicken who thinks he's Superman? Clark Kent. A pirate went to the doctor and said, I have moles on me back. The doctor said, it's okay, they're benign. The doctor said, count again, doctor, I think they be 10.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a person from Australia, and John Williams will star as a regular person.
Dave, have you seen Oppenheimer?
Well, mate, I thought about it, but then I realized it was 3 hours long and I was starving.
Yeah?
So I went to the barbecue instead.
I saw robbery at the Apple store, told the police I'd be an eyewitness. Hey, what's small, yellow, and likes beer and baseball? Harry Canary. Speaking of birds, Dave, I ordered a pelican steak for dinner last night.
How was it?
Tasted good. Bill was huge. Got a call this morning from some scammer. He said, I've got all of your passwords. I said, great, what are they? I'll grab a pen. When chickens communicate, do they use foul language? Hey, Dave, why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9?
No, Dave, 6 wasn't afraid. Numbers are not sentient and therefore incapable of fear. Come on, Dave. Dave, I got a promotion at the Helium Factory.
Congratulations.
Yeah, the boss speaks very highly of me. Two cheese trucks collided yesterday on the Kennedy. Debris was everywhere. I don't want to say my cousin isn't too sharp, but he was driving to Disney World and saw a sign that said Disney World left. He started crying and came home. A little joke about my cousin.
Hey, John.
Hold on. I'm turning the page.
Okay.
Yes, Dave, you were saying something.
Yes, I was saying... Hey, John, do you know what the biggest mystery is around the Moody Blues?
Well, Dave, as I understand it, before one of their big shows, they had a big picnic, but then they got up to perform. Would you ask me that question again, Dave? I want to get this right. You'll be glad we took the time, I promise you.
Hey, John.
Yeah, Dave?
Do you know what the biggest mystery is around the Moody Blues?
Well, Dave, as I understand it, before one of their big shows, they had a picnic. But when they got up to perform, they had stains on their pants. And you know what, Dave? They never did find out what the...
Nights in white satin.